I, Vegeta, the prince of all Saiyans, hereby command that you do not listen or subscribe to the Dragon Ball 4 Life podcast. Whatever you do, would you defy royalty? No! Bye!
Last time on Dragon Ball 4 Life.
Lifers, it's been a minute.
It's been a minute.
we would do this, but you could have just watched the movie. No need for a 10-second recap when you can just go rewatch this shit.
But we
finally got some new content, and Matty Ice, we back. So
I'm going first.
Pressure's on, man. You still got it?
I'm good. You know what? I don't even need the whole 10 seconds. I'm feeling seven.
Let me get the timer ready.
I mean, you can still put it for 10, though.
He said, wait. Let me just get this one.
Set it for 10, and let me get it off in 7. That's what we're going to do.
All right. I'm going to do a countdown of 3, 2, 1, and you're going to give us the 10-second recap of chapter 101. All right.
101 or 102?
This is 102.
Okay.
The 10-second recap is for 101.
Oh, shit. Really? Wait. I had it ready for 102.
Nah. No, it's been a minute. It's the chapter before. Now you need the full 10 seconds.
You're right. It has been a... Dang, because then we review it in the... Wait, hold on. We can keep all of this in here, too, by the way, Mike.
Yeah, this is quality.
Okay, so the 10-second recap is from the previous week.
Yes, sir.
And then we review the one from this week in this episode. Okay. It's been a minute.
Last time, Dragon Ball for Life.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah, I don't remember what happened last time. Hold on. Give me a second. I just got to look at it real quick.
You know, Dragon Ball Super Superhero Epilogue.
Is that what that episode was? Hold on. I'm about to click on 101 right now.
To be fair, wasn't it the first new content that we got as well?
Yeah.
So it's a lot to download.
I had 102 ready, man.
I was ready. Listen, maybe you can get the back to back feature next week since you were so ready for 102.
We can take mental notes now.
Right?
I'm literally skimming through 101 to see what
this is such a skill. We're not doing it.
Yeah. Okay.
So check.
Yeah, we'll do it later.
Okay. All right. I think I got it.
Lifers.
I think I got it.
You're seeing this in real time. This is not pre-planned.
Windows shutting down sound.
Now.
You ready?
And three. I'm gonna do a countdown. This is for 101. Yeah. You ready, my brother?
I am ready.
All right. Okay.
All right,
in
let's go.
Three, in two, in one, go!
Goten and Trunks go on a superhero best friend pizza date. Vegeta and Broly get on hands and feet because it's Spartan time. And Goku has small dick issues and is threatened by his son. Bow!
Ooh, okay! Okay! That was right at 10 seconds. Let's go! Let's go, Mikey. Cue the intro, man. Yo, let's get it.
hit my music.
Yeah.
And
we back.
That was elite.
I was like, oh no.
Yeah, listen, look, like I said, this was
they
not
got that in real time.
Oh, man. Oh, that was so good, man.
Mikey, we could keep as much of that as you want, brother.
We're keeping all of it. Because, lifers, we are back for a chapter review, chapter 102. Hey. I am the kid, Troll Toe Trav, coming back from a feast because we have new content. Guess what? You know, I'm a little washed. I got a little gray hairs. Not really, but sometimes I try to feel like I'm Gohan Beast. Okay?
Trash said, I intentionally stress myself out so I can go beast mode.
I like it.
Intentional gray hairs.
And we are the trio of danger. We back. Miss Majin, Mr. Matty Ice, Mr. Matt Porter himself. And we are here to talk about some more new content.
I'm excited, guys.
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited, guys. Before we, break down what happened, thoughts on the chapter overall, in general? How do we feel about it? Thumbs up, thumbs sideways. Whoa, thumbs down.
Thumbs sideways. I think too enthusiastic.
We're just going to do the whole podcast like this.
The lisp Super Saiyan.
Super Saiyan lisp. Name of this episode.
Yeah. Listen, I'm like in the honeymoon phase of just like new content, because we spent a year talking about the same shit over and over again. And then even with like the granola arc, that was like a drag too. So I'm gonna be thumbs up for a while. I can't lie. I was thumbed down for like a minute, but you know what? And also just gotta say, Vegeta still reigns king. His interactions are the best in this chapter.
Hell, the king.
We upgrading him from the prince. I mean, he's technically been the king for mad long.
He always king.
It's just the respect thing for his bitch ass daddy.
they already know how we feel about King Vegeta. King.
All right, that was king good. I with think the bunny marks.
It was quite evenly spread out this chapter as well, don't you think? Mm-hmm. It didn't have any like, whoa, but like it was all kind of like, whoa. Because that's what we keep saying.
Right. Like, it wasn't like a whoa. Like, oh, whoa.
Nice. I felt good the whole time. There wasn't one part where I was like, nah. Or like, yeah. I was just like,
That's a perfect breakdown of my feelings for this. I was like, oh, this is nice. Like, the whole time, the whole way through.
I like this.
It's like when you know, you're putting on like a new like coat or something. You're like, oh, this kind of cozy. All right. I can step outside in this. You know, I can get down. But
this looks good.
Yeah, I was like, you know, it was. I think it was the most like Dragon Ball Z-esque chapter. It had like action. It had comedy, and it just felt good. Like, you know, I think you know. That we continue to give him his praise, because God damn it, he needs all the praise. But you know, just seeing Vegeta in his just progression as a character, like just seeing him call out his son of like it's like when you ask your kid, "Yo, did you do your homework?" "Oh yeah, I did it all." "All right, let me see it."
They were like, all right,
I'm gonna go do it.
then they'd be like, "I got a few more questions left." Didn't start it at all.
Hold on, let me go to the hyperbolic time chamber. I'll come back in a minute.
I'll be right back.
Yeah. Starts apologizing before anything. Like, sorry. Ah, I knew it.
Yeah. You know what? Now that you said that, there's a couple that I'm not sure about. Let me go check my progress real quick.
It's like Vegeta knew he was bullshit. He said, "All right, like,
yeah, whatever, kid."
Man.
And then for those at home who might not have read it, who just, you know, come here for our breakdown. So essentially this whole chapter 102 was just a giant sparring session amongst the lads. So there wasn't really much in terms of like breakdown that we could give you a deep dive as to different parts of this story that happened. What I will say, one thing that I did like a lot is, even though it's kind of understated and they've been like, you know, comedic and funny, I do like that Goten and Trunks, like, even though we don't see it happening, they've been keeping up with their training. Like, I do like that, you know, when they were like going to spar with Gohan, like, it wasn't just like them fucking around, you know, like we saw in Super Hero that they were kind of like washed and rusty and stuff. But it seems that whether the Super Hero arc is what like made them like, maybe we should get back in the lab and practice our penmanship a little bit, guys.
Yeah.
Or if they've kind of been doing it. But I did like how they once they like, you know, took the helmets off, they like went at it. And it was like, I love that they're giving Goten and Trunks like things to do, because we've been barking about that since the Tournament of Power. Like, you drafted Tien, Roshi, like, Goten and Trunks, like, get them in here.
Right. Like,
get the Saiyans
in.
Yeah, get them in here. Outside of them not being able to hit the, I'm still waiting for correct Gotenks, adult Gotenks. I'm still waiting for that. So maybe that's like a big reveal that we're going to get. So I'm so holding out hope. And it's funny they keep going with the fat one instead of the old man hasn't happened yet.
Yeah. It's so consistent. Like, I almost expect it to be the fat Gotenks now.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
That's your form, guys. Yeah, that's your new
Gotenks
form.
God. I wonder,
grown up Gotenks. He just lost. He just, you know, put on some weight. Yeah, he's a little tired. Yeah.
I wonder too if they're gonna have him just keep messing up to emphasize that they really got to get stronger individually, and then like once they do get stronger individually and unlock whatever is going to be, you know, centric to them, then they get it right, and then it's like, oh, now you got an even like more stronger Gotenks. Because I feel like them keep messing up is sort of the kind of like foreshadowing, like, all right, you guys really need to, you know, step. But it did, their teamwork within their sparring session with Gohan was also showed, like, hey, like, you don't always need to fuse together to like work together and be able to, you know, fight at a high level. And it was nice to see them, like, you know, take it a little bit serious, and also, you know, they recognize, like, all right, y'all aren't completely bullshitting. Like, y'all fine tuning a little bit. I'll give you that.
Yeah, it was. It did seem like it was an all right challenge for Gohan, you know, him being in Super Saiyan. And then, like you said, once they took the helmets off, it kind of got a little more, like, fighty. You know, there was less, like, gimmicks from the Saiyan, I felt. And it almost felt like, and when I was reading it, someone actually, because I read it on stream, and someone said that it reminded them of, you know, future Gohan and Trunks, especially one panel.
By 1 second. I think I literally have that panel up, and that was about to be my next thing I brought up.
So good, though. Like, and I think that ties into what you were just saying. Perhaps it's going to branch off a little bit into maybe Trunks and Chang a little bit, maybe with Gohan later.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, that'd be fire.
I would love that. And I feel like storyline-wise, that kind of makes a world of sense, because, like, it gives Gohan purpose. Like, he's just like, he has a reason to stay up on, like, his martial arts now. It's just like, oh, like, I'm helping my little brother, well, my two little brothers by extension, you know, keep they shit together. You know, my dad is, you know, clearly away. He went to get milk and hasn't come back yet. So it's just like, you know, we got to hold down the front line. Me and Piccolo can't do this solo dolo, or me, Piccolo at 17, because, you know, 17 ready to put hands and feet on people at a minute's notice.
And 18.
Yeah, and 18, you're right. The core four.
17 is just over here, just, you know, preserving wildlife, and all of a sudden it could just like go toe to toe.
The drop of a hat. He's like, unlimited energy reserve. What do you want me to do?
Well, I got a barrier and everything. Fucking come on.
So I'm going to ask you guys a question, because I'm not 100% sure if it's ever been stated or if it's just something that we kind of got to accept. So we know that they redacted how the Patara earrings work. Like, it's not permanent anymore. With Goten and Trunks, with them obviously getting older and whatever their power levels are, have they done away with, like, your powers have to be the same to fuse? Like, because I feel like that was, like, really heavily stated in the Buu saga. Like, you know, Trunks was a bit stronger than Goten, so he had to, like, bring the power down to match and stuff, and they were, like, similar height and weight. But now I just feel like with fusion, it's just, like, as long as you get the technique right, like, you're cool. Like, I haven't really heard anything about, like, the power levels matching. I just was thinking about that when we were talking about, like, if Gohan does start training Trunks and Goten, like, if something happens where, like, you know, they hit different plateau marks, like, will they lose that ability, or, like, did they kind of, like, redact that? Like, hey, no, fusion's cool. Like, it don't matter what your power levels are, as long as you get the technique right. You're good to go.
I don't think they've redacted it. They just haven't, like, gone back to saying whether or not that's...
If we don't say it, they'll forget about it.
Classic Dragon Ball.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Because when Goku Vegeta fused in the Broly movie, there wasn't, like, any sort of, like, mention of one of them bringing their power level down.
Right. And I feel like kind of, like, not specifically said, but, like, reference points... Because, you know, Goku had Ultra Instinct, but he just couldn't remember how to use it. One would imagine that Goku might have been a bit stronger than Vegeta in that movie, but, like, they were able to do it, and it was, like, kind of wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. So, yeah, I wonder if that's just, like, if they Patara airing the situation. It's like, yeah, you know what? We'll keep the basis of it. But, like, the particulars that we told y'all were the rules. Throw them out the window.
Yeah.
I could see them, like, one time, like, if they were going to bring it back and, like, there's a big fight and someone needs to make it like a dramatic plot point. Well, you know, you got to bring your pilot and they don't have the time to do it. So like, oh, fuck it. We can't fuse. Like,
no fusing for us. Like, we're too weak. Like, I can see
and
that.
And they conveniently have been recently doing it with people who like power levels are, you know, kind of close and similar. So it's kind of like, maybe they won't notice. Maybe they won't.
Yeah. I think Goten and Trunks are like, I mean, when they were kids, obviously, because Trunks is a year older than Goten. Like, I think it was pretty apparent that Trunks would be like a little bit stronger and that kind of thing.
Right.
But yeah. I think that they have fused maybe so many times now that, you know, they just inherently kind of know, oh, I have to, Trunks, you know, I have to lower my power. I'm always going to imagine in my headcanon that Trunks is stronger than Goten, no matter
same,
what.
Same, right.
No, yeah, that's, what that's age they are, no matter anything.
It's get back.
Yeah.
We need that good karma.
Yeah, we need that for the royal bloodline. There but yeah, I feel like they just inherently kind of know it. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't need to be said. Yeah. But yeah, that's a good point actually that they didn't mention it. That Piccolo didn't mention it to Goku and or Vegeta. And
yeah, it just doesn't come up anymore. Yeah,
maybe even though Goku did have Ultra Instinct, maybe they were on par. Maybe that's a little Easter egg.
That's where I'm at with it. You know what team we on,
with it, Matt. You know where we're going with it.
you know what team we on. You know,
we'll take it.
did all of you two conveniently forget like me that Broly never met Goten and Trunks yet? Because when he was like, oh, who are they? They can go Super Saiyan? I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. You never met them yet.
Yeah, and we just like, oh, yeah, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
And even, like, Beerus, like, remember when he was like, what, you have a kid? And then it's like does anyone know about these people's children?
I love that that's always the reaction to, like, Goku and Vegeta. Like, when people find out that they're parents, they're like, y'all are parents? When do you go home?
like, when Trunks came back from the future and was like, well, Vegeta's my dad and Bulma's my mom. And Goku's like, what? And, like, literally fell over.
Like, legit since that. It's just lit anytime it comes up. Like, or even, like, when Vegeta and Goku were having that conversation about, like, him and Chi-Chi kissing and stuff. And he's like, y'all have a kid together. Like, what you mean you don't know that you're supposed to be kissing your wife? Like,
How do you think Goku has sex? Do you think Chi-Chi just tells him?
She says it's fighting. She says it's fighting.
It's
a karate technique. It's a karate technique.
This is a special one. Only we can do it.
Exactly.
I could definitely see Vegeta getting in his bag and like knowing what to do. And,
Vegeta goes ham. Yeah, Vegeta goes ham,
bro. Oh, yeah.
Vegeta. Mm-hmm. Right, Vegeta waits for a full moon and puts in work. You know, that's what.
Said, hey, Bulma. And just points up to the moon.
Yeah, that's all he does.
Like, and Bulma, she's just like, oh,
you know, now you know she got her calendar marked every month for that full moon. She be like,
listen.
She got a full moon app on her
got
phone.
Got a circle.
I tell y'all what, the tail not there no more, but the power of the Zoro goes somewhere else. It goes somewhere else.
Just reversed.
Yo, Vegeta never gets a heart on unless it's a full moon.
Look, bro, that's the secret, bro.
But Winnie does.
Look, man, Bulma, that's your ass until the sun come up, baby.
You can recover. You have a month to recover.
who would have thought Super Saiyan 4 was in front of our eyes this whole time?
Super Saiyan 4 play. Name of this episode.
Wow.
Name of this episode.
Oh my god.
It was right there the whole time, guys. That's why we haven't seen the transformation in canon. It only happens at nighttime when they're not getting
man,
look, that's why.
Listen.
It's behind closed doors. Super Saiyan 4 plays behind closed doors. That's why.
We understand now.
We definitely
it's all right. We don't need to see it.
You know what?
We want to, but we don't need to.
Big facts. We get it. Well played, Tortara. Well played.
Yeah.
You know, one more thing for Yamcha to be bad about. You know, just one more thing.
Yeah.
I like to imagine that Yamcha lives close to Capsule Corp, and them full moon nights, he hears everything, and he's just sick. Just the pillow over his ears, in his one bedroom apartment by himself.
For some reason,
Poir's never around.
Just out shape-shifting, also getting laid.
Just 1,000%. Sitting in his $1 million home from the baseball and still not satisfied. Yep. He's just playing emo music on his Bluetooth speaker system.
Damn, it's like women all around him, women that he's paying for, and he's still sad.
Just the one tear runs down his cheek. Thinking about it, Poir definitely don't really be around Yamcha like that no more. I feel like I always see Poir like in group settings, he and or she will be there, or like he and or she be there with, like, you know, Oolong. Yeah, they be there with Oolong and Master Roshi and Turtle. I feel like that's where Poir always be at. But like, it's for someone who's supposed to be like Yamcha's best friend, when Yamcha be going through it, like, we was sitting by the phone waiting for that phone call for the Tournament of Power. Poir was not in that apartment.
What? Outgrowing Yamcha. Like, even Poir was like, oh, God, man. Listen. Like, ugh.
Sick of his shit.
Yamcha was holding Poir back. Poir got to advance. You know, legit. They got to advance.
I can shift into whatever the fuck I want. Why am I sitting here with your ass?
Absolutely.
Yo, next Tournament of Power, Poir's getting the call before Yamcha.
Big facts. I like to imagine that Poir shapeshifts into Yamcha and lives the life that he should have been living. Goes out on the town with the baseball team. Gets the groupies, just living great life, yeah.
Yeah. Also, too, how about some of the things that like Beerus will say? He's like, "Oh, Ultra Instinct is Goku's best trick that he has so far." It's like, bruh, you like, where have you been? You know that's his top form. Like.
Right. Yeah. Why are they doing this? Actually, to Beerus, they're making him seem. Very almost like what they did to Goku. Not that I ever
secondhand stupidity. It's rubbing off.
Yeah, it's rubbing off.
You're right.
Like, why? Beerus is the, you know, in my opinion, throughout the entirety of Dragon Ball Super, is quite intelligent. His powers of induction, I think, are quite good. So I don't like that they're really doing that to him. Not that it matters too much to the story, but yeah, you know, like, firstly, obviously, forgetting that Gohan existed.
He was the captain of the team for the Tournament of Power.
Damn, that's
he was a major player, bro.
Like, bro, you've broke bread with him mad times. You be at Bulma's parties where he be at all the time.
I swear. Sometimes it feels like Toriyama will get the draft or like the manuscript from Toriyama like months in advance, and then they just never speak again after that. And it's just like, hey, you remember you said this, right?
or he like looks at the beginning and the end of like, this looks good. It's fine.
And just gets lost in drawing.
He should just start doing Easter eggs of like just
random just shit.
Hella random like statements that like Beerus or Whis says, and then like just to see if Toriyama's ever gonna catch it.
something that's totally wrong. They're like, I haven't felt a power like this since Android 19. Some shit like that. Just some random shit.
I just totally off.
You know, something else I found in this chapter as well, actually, is they, you know, Goten and Trunks or whichever one of them said, oh, you're using your ultimate mode. And Gohan was like, what's ultimate? Mm-hmm.
Oh, I like that. That's what we call it. I like that a lot. I did enjoy that a lot, actually.
I feel like I was like, what? Why don't you know that? But that's just more of the same. Like, why don't you know? We know that, and we thought you knew that. But I like that they're still keeping Ultimate relevant, and they're still keeping Super Saiyan relevant for Gohan. I think that's really cool.
Speaking of that, Goku knows about Gohan's ultimate form. Well, it didn't have a name, but when he was saying to him about his new form, what is it, Super Saiyan 2 or 3?
Yeah.
What? Like, are we for real right now? Like, you would not feel Super Saiyan 2 or 3 from Beerus's planet and get excited to fight that. Like, what right, are we talking bro. About?
Like
Vegeta. That's a next level.
Yo, I was about to say, like,
maybe that's Toritaro's Easter egg. Something that is just completely bro, off, like, and makes no sense.
Vegeta's default transformation is Super Saiyan 2. Like, that's typically his go-to transformation, like, at the start of a fight. Like, yeah, let me get this lightning popping real quick. Look at him a little show.
Like, Goku literally spent the Tournament of Power trying to get Gohan to get his ultimate form back.
Yeah. <It's> just, yeah. You know what I'm so happy about? So something so small, but I love it. I hated how in the Tournament of Power, Gohan had no bang, but then when he went ultimate, the hair, like, his one hair would drop down. I was like, yeah, what? Yeah. Like,
I love yeah. that. I love that shit.
Like, I get it why they did it, to like signify, like, oh, you know, his hair is different. But I like how he has like the disheveled teacher hair now with the bang, and it just gets more in sync when he goes ultimate. Like,
yeah, it's like,
yeah. I was like, how did his bang drop down when he went ultimate? But he like had no bang.
The physics of it actually don't make sense.
Yeah, I was so confused in the Tournament of Power, but I like
maybe, you know, he was trying to look right for the Tournament of Power and put gel in his hair.
Or I had a cowlick. You know what it was? He keeps the gel back. When he went ultimate, it melted the gel. The heat from the power melted the gel and it dropped there.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, and look, when he was the Saiyan Man and didn't have the helmet on, he had the bandana wrapped on his head like a do-rag. So,
right.
Hey,
true.
You know
kept
what?
It late, kept
hey.
The waves late. True.
But now that he's a dad, his hair is all disheveled, and he don't got time to think about that self-care routine no more.
He can't gel it back. He can't gel it back anymore.
That's why Piccolo, he took the mantle, and he's like, I'm gonna get exfoliated. You know, I'm gonna keep. I got you, Gohan. I got you. What you can't do, I will do now. It all comes full circle, you know. Someone's passing the baton.
Exactly.
I just can never unsee Date Night Piccolo and how smooth he is.
Yeah,
and it's so wrong on a fundamental level. In my eyes, I'm like,
the cucumbers just blending with his green skin,
brother.
He looks like an actual cucumber.
I love.
Like a mango, like a green mango or a banana. I don't know.
And one thing too that I really liked about Gohan's transformation going back into Beast, and I hope that's just like, yep, I hope that's signature where like he like kind of like blanks out for a second,
his cell game blank stare. I enjoy that. I like that a lot.
That's like just like the signature way of him going into his Beast form.
It might as well be.
Yeah.
Like, you don't give nobody else nothing else.
Like, yeah, right.
Let him get some originality. I'm with it.
So what do you guys think is gonna move forward from here? Because obviously, like, we're still kind of in like the epilogue phase of Superhero. Do you think next chapter we're still gonna like be in that where it's going to officially close out, or do you think we'll finally get like some sort of tease of what's going to come next?
You know, that's why you my dog, because when I was reading this chapter, it's given me very small, very minuscule thoughts that they don't know where they're going yet. They're just kind of, they're like slow stroking it. They're like, all right, let's give them a fight. like they don't, like, shit, we still got to bring back Black Frieza. We still got to do this. Like, I feel like they're still trying to figure out. And they're like, all right, well, let's give them some new shit. Give them some fight. They love fights. That'll distract them.
Yeah. You think they're debating if they should bring their next arc before the end of Z or after? They're
because
you can't fit in, like, they gotta be close to that. Like, there just can't be something like, in my opinion, I don't think there can be something like major for it to like really, really make sense. Maybe,
right?
Maybe they tease something major that like when they're at the end of Z, they are recruiting Oob because they're gonna need him for whatever they're preparing for the future. I would just be shocked if, like, because let's say if Black Freezer was next, right? And at the end of Z, it's implied that he's dead by the end of Z. I would think that would be too, like, I feel like that would just be too quick of, like, oh, you introduce Black Frieza, he's on this otherworldly level of powers, and all of a sudden you get a quick art where, like, he gets defeated. Like, I think that would just be, so I think we're getting closer to the end of Z, and whatever big, you know, arc is going to come next, I think it's going to come after, and somehow, you know, getting Oob to train with them is going to, like, be correlated to that. I don't know. I just feel like we're way too close to the end of Z for them to, like, kind of like fit something in that it would feel rushed to me, I think.
Oob has to be relevant as well.
Yeah.
Like, they can't just, like, end it without, you know, the proceedings after the end of Z. We can't not have that as content. Do you know what I mean? Oob has to be relevant.
So, because maybe with everybody on Beerus's planet, whatever the next threat is, they all gotta, like, actually train there to, like, get prepared for it, and Goku and all of them go to back to Earth for the tournament because they heard about the reincarnation of Kid Buu, and Goku's like, oh yeah, I think I felt his energy when I was fighting against Moro. Let's go recruit him. And then actually when he's flying off, he's taking him back to Beerus's planet. Maybe that's where he goes to, you know, to train, you know.
I like that a lot actually. I was actually just gonna ask the question, I mean, Trav, you kind of, I guess, answered it, is do you have a preference of, would you rather them, because like we've said, we know they're close, we don't know how far the gap is from where we're at to, like, where the last episode of Z is. I was going to ask, like, both of you, do you have a preference? Would you prefer them, would you prefer the last episode of Z to be the end and then they fill in whatever Black Frieza and whatever other things are happening up until that point? Or would you kind of, like what you just said, Trav, have them kind of incorporate the end of Z into what we're doing right now and then continue the story, like, past that point?
The second option, that's what I want, just because I think, like, I can't foresee, like, a well fleshed out story in the time that they have before the end of Z.
Right.
Yeah. Right. I feel like, though, I would prefer the Black Frieza arc to not be very long and big, because Frieza has had so much, you know, screen time and content that if that fight was just over in 2-3 chapters or whatever, you know, 10 episodes or something like that, as somewhat of quote unquote filler, I would actually be quite happy with that. I think it would balance where everyone's at in power as well. Not balance, but it would show us where everyone's at in power. We could kind of settle that down. And then the end of Z could happen. And then they could go off with Oob, or Goku could go off with Oob. And then Oob could become relevant. And then we move into more, you know, bigger and different, being the operative word, different villains.
all caps.
All caps. Fucking caps. Yeah. So I would actually prefer it to go like that.
Question for you.
Yeah.
Would you rather that or, backtrack. Would you rather Black Frieza be, like, the next person they fight, or would you rather have Black Frieza tied to something bigger where he may not necessarily, like, they may still fight him, but he's not necessarily, like, the main villain that they fight? Like, would you rather just they fight him, he says essentially, finally, they're done with Frieza, and After Z is just something completely entirely different where Frieza is just no longer in the story?
I think that option. Like, it's like a little kerfuffle with Frieza kind of thing. You know, it's like, I didn't really want to beat you anyway. Actually, there's this other shit going on, you know.
Yeah.
I'm kind of rolling exactly with that. And I think we had alluded to that before. And Bex, what you just said kind of made me definitely feel like that's where we're going. Frieza has gotten so much spotlight and shine and screen time and storylines and character. And Frieza this, Frieza that. Like, I would think that would, like, be a real cool 52 fake out, that they've been, like, teasing that Black Frieza is the next thing, but then, like, nah, Frieza only got that strong because he shook by somebody else. And like he, and in a Trav, like what you were just saying, a cool way for them to, you know, make sure everybody's on par is Frieza could be like, yo, we all gotta be dope to fight whoever this is. Like, so Frieza's like, let me see what y'all got now. And that they could like spar fight, like aggressively fight. Like, you know, like, yeah, like we're not gonna try to kill each other, but no, we about to fuck each other up for sure. Like, and that could like be like a way to get to see Black Frieza versus, you know, Ultra Ego, Ultra Instinct. But it's like what you were, what you guys were saying, that like kerfuffle with Frieza, but there's a lot more that's happening behind the scenes. Cause I don't need Frieza to be the big bad to end Dragon Ball.
Like, no, like, I don't need that at all.
How funny would it be though? Like, you know, they're fighting Frieza and like, it's an intense fight. And then all of a sudden, he just powered down. Is just like,
good enough.
Y'all got a lot of work to do.
Y'all ain't on my level.
And then they're like, they're like, what do you mean? Like, you know, me, I ain't shit. There's someone out there that y'all, and you know what? I'm not going to be there for y'all to fight him either. So good luck.
That would be really dope. Like if Frieza like showed up to Earth, like faking like he was about to like fuck shit up. Just
that's
to, like,
what I was make, thinking.
Yeah, to like make Goku and Vegeta and Gohan and Piccolo like react. And then he like you said, mid fight powers down, like, all right, yeah, y'all will do. Like, look, I gotta show y'all something.
It takes them to like whatever. Like, he's like, now look, Vegeta, I know you're gonna get some entertainment out of this, and if you even laugh at this, I'm gonna kill you.
Right, word. Not a word.
And he just shows like a video of him just getting fucked
getting his
up
ass. His
he's like, this is who I'm like, why I trained.
You know how he gonna do it? He gonna show some like some CTT TV images of just the person. He'll like fast forward the ass whipping him. He's like, no, go back. what just happened there? Why would you skip that part? He's like, that's not important.
and then they could be like, well, why are you telling us this? Like, why, like, what does this mean to you? And he's like, because he's fucking up my business. He's going to the planets that I took over, and I'm not making the money no more.
Yeah,
that would be good.
He said, you know, Black Frieza is all about that green. Like, come on. But yeah, but I feel like they know that we know that you can't have Frieza be the big bad to end it all. Like, I feel like
they're just tied to something else.
Yeah, I feel like they're like messing with us. Like, aha, gotcha. you guys think you know what's going on. I will say this projection and prediction, and it became one word. I'm projecting that if next chapter 103 is just all Gohan and Goku still fighting, they definitely don't know what they're doing. They're just trying to stall for time. You know, that's how the chapter ends. Like, Goku's like, yeah, all right, let's turn it up a notch. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, if it's all fighting in 103, like, yeah, they're still trying to figure out where they're trying to take this.
I know. I gotta look at my insiders and see if there's any.
Y'all about to say, hit your man's
Dragon Ball news events coming up.
Hit up your inside source, see what they're talking about, bro.
All I know is they better not waste Oob's potential. That's all I want.
I fully agree.
Waste his potential.
Yeah.
I'm certain I saw somewhere from a reputable source that there's about a year left of Dragon Ball, you know, before the end of Z. I could be wrong, so please don't quote me on that. But that's actually quite a considerable amount of time, if that is true.
Yeah. In the Dragon Ball world, there's like so much can happen.
Word.
so much could happen.
I was about to say, the Android saga and the Cell saga was just like the week from hell. This has been a really bad week for us, guys.
The tournament of power was what, 48 minutes?
48 minutes, yeah.
Like in real time.
It was like literally months.
Yeah. So yeah, you're right. If it's a year, yeah, they could fit a lot in that year.
But again, I could be wrong.
I mean, I know obviously time and space might be different, you know, like the Namekian calendar would be different, but I don't remember too many times that like people went to sleep on Namek. I feel like they were not on the planet in actual showtime for a really long time. Like they were there for like, yeah, a couple of days. Like this wasn't as long as a trip as we thought. Like the planet was blowing up for what, 86 episodes?
Yeah.
Reza talking about them. Yeah, y'all got 3 minutes.
It's like a straight up time dilation of
86 episodes later, planet still ain't blown up.
Everyone's just like, yo, hurry the fuck up.
Yeah, like,
yo,
like, God, damn. Like, damn, what the hell? Like,
yo, planet Namek's resilient as fuck.
Yeah. Like, Reza, are you sure you fucking studied time?
Like, yo, like, I think you might have missed the core, brother. Like, it's like, yeah. Planet's still intact.
I think you did it wrong, man.
He's like, ah, shit, you're right. Hold on. So, like, hold on, give me a second. Let me run that back again. Let me shoot again.
Do you two think that the next chapter is just going to be like the go first half?
Fighting?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how I'm feeling, bro. Like, I feel like it's about to be a continued sparring. Yeah. And then maybe like, it might get cut off like 4 more pages left, they might start talking about something else, but for the most of it,
yeah, there's gonna be dialogue, there's gonna be a conversation, I think, because there hasn't been like enough words. Not mm-hmm. that they're actually very strong on having words lately, let's be fair. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like words that actually have substantial meaning and give us some kind of direction or some kind of path. Like even the mm-hmm. you know, oh, Gohan may be stronger than, you know, me and you, Goku, kind of thing that Vegeta said. It's like, can you just be like direct with us? Can you just tell us straight fucking up? Come on, stop leaving so much gray room. So.
Yo, for real though, they really have been like just throwing things at us, and then just like, and then we never hear from them.
They said, like, "What do you guys think?
What do you guys want? We'll leave this open, and you guys say all the things.
Yeah, it's up for interpretation. It's what the reader wants. Like, no, it's not how this works.
Yo, Toriyama and Toyotaro is the friend in the group chat that sends something that he or she knows is going to cause an argument about everybody in the and everyone in the group chat, and then leaves and doesn't say a word. Like just throws in that real controversial meme that like is going to get everybody pissed off in the chat, arguing amongst each other, and they don't say a word and just
oh
leave.
So it's you, Trav.
Yes. I know the strategy well. And I see right through it.
He said, I know, because I am it.
Bex, I am that guy. I'll get in the chat and then I disappear.
Don't worry, I am also that.
Trav is the last person to show up to a party, but the first one to leave. Nice. He's the last one in, first one out, baby.
Yeah. I fuck with that energy. You're gonna go home and like, sleep and shit and like lay down and like, you know, see the dog because the dog's there at
That's
home.
What I'm saying. You know, you show up, you have like a threshold of time where it's, you know, respectable and you're there, and then you're all right, I'm out.
Yeah, there's a certain window of time that you feel like you have to be somewhere, right, before it's like to leave, before people are gonna go, no, what are you doing? You know, right, like, there's a fine line between that and like, okay, see you later.
I mean, or you're just,
I'm respectful in it.
Or you're just like me and you're a heathen, you just stay outside. Like when the sun comes up, that's my cue to go home.
Listen, I'm the friend where like if someone else at the party is like trying to leave early, they always gonna text me, yo, when are you leaving? Because they know I'll be the first to dip.
Facts. Like if I see Trav, I'm like, and I look at the clock and it's like a little bit late. I don't know, you still here, bro? It's a good night. Trav still here. It's a good night.
I'm like, don't remind me now. Don't remind me.
Yeah, to remind me that it's 11 p.m.
I conveniently get tired in that moment.
Start yawning. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, that's where my keys are.
Nah, Matt, when we next time.
Trav's body clock is next level. Like, my man, my like, as soon as it hits 11 p.m., like, yeah, I'm about to head out, bro.
Listen, I'll make an exception next time Chris Sabat's in
Philly. You gotta stay off of that one, bro.
I'm chugging Celsius.
just wired as fuck.
Yeah.
Just be like, what wouldn't you technically be the king of all Saiyans? Like, bro.
Right, right. He's like, yo, can I talk to you about your pops real quick? What's up with him, man?
He's like, I know, man. I know. Oh, man. Do we have any final thoughts on Chapter 102? So I know we all liked it. Like I said, it was a lot of fighting. Like Beck said, it was a lot of toxic masculinity. Not a lot of words spoken. Not a lot of feelings were shared.
We like that.
Just a lot of punching each other in the face to get our feelings out. Yeah.
Just a bunch of dudes being dudes.
You know, guy stuff. You know, this is how we say we missed each other. We fight.
Yeah. Right.
We do fight.
Well, Matt, we got to give our ratings out of our Dragon Ball rating. Out of
7 star balls?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll go first. Since you brought it up, I'll go first. I'm going to say out of 7, because like Trash said, I'm in the honeymoon stage of it all. All the new stuff, I'm going to just blindly optimistic and happy. I'm going to say, because we always talk about how great the fight panels are. I'm going to say 5. 5 out of 7.
Five out of 7. It's fair.
Even at a 5.
Yep. Can't fault
there's a couple continuity issues that threw me. But yeah, 5. What say you, sir? What you giving it?
Well, I don't want to, you know, be just like you, because I was going to say 5 as well. But you know what? Fuck it. Why not? Who cares? You know.
There we go.
We haven't heard from that guy in like years.
That so we told to come on the podcast and never did.
And never showed up. So yeah, I personally think it's a 5 too.
Wow.
Nice.
Bex, our sister in arms. What you giving it?
I think I'd go a little higher. I think I would. I was thinking a 6, but I'm like, what's a 7? Do you know what I mean? So,
what is a 7?
What is? I'm getting very philosophical about this. I'm gonna go 5.5, actually.
Okay,
there we go. I like it.
One. I think I said that last week when I gave. Last time when I gave my score, but a strong one. But this one is also a strong one.
You know what? Before I forget, I have a homework assignment for all 3 of us that you just got something.
Let's go.
Next time we all get together, whether it's a movie review, which we're going to plan after we get off of this, or if it's the next chapter, whatever it is, let's all in super to keep it in this space. Let's all find a chapter that we feel was a 7 and bring it to the group. And it could be any super chapter. That's that's out there. We'll keep it here. We'll find a 7. Cause you, I'm like, what is a 7? Have we gotten a 7?
are we gonna do that for the next chapter review we do?
Yeah, just whenever the next time we record. Okay. If we want to keep it in a chapter review, we can do it. Yeah, you know what? Cause it's a chapter and we're talking about chapters.
Yeah,
next chapter review we do. Let's all.
I could tell you right now, it ain't from Super Superhero.
Facts.
Yep,
facts.
That was just 0 out of 10. One out of 10 the whole time.
Right, 1 the whole way through.
Yeah, I can tell you right now, I'm not picking a single chapter from there.
We all agree on that, always.
Bex, yours is definitely going to be from the Moro arc. I know it.
You know it is.
Perhaps.
maybe. So don't reveal it.
I'm doing bubblegum Vegeta from the start of Super.
Yo, we're going to. This is a podcast idea, future, but we got to go over some of the dark days of Super, you know, the early animation
I love that idea. I'm here. We'll set that up too.
The Resurrection F retelling, the Battle of Gods retelling. Look.
Oh, man. Yeah.
We really stuck around, man. Like, they've been testing us.
Yeah, the battle of Gods anime retelling was so stupid, bro. Like, if we don't get off this goddamn boat, I'm sick of this damn ship.
I hated that every Sunday too. I would freaking turn on Crunchyroll and be like, "Oh, let's go to Dragon Ball." I just watched the movie like 500 times already.
1000%.
I'm sitting here watching it, thinking like, "Oh, what's gonna be different? Ain't nothing different." The Resurrection F arc was that was awful. Like, there was literally nothing at all. Oh, Tagoma's a little bit stronger. All right, who cares? Like, he's irrelevant.
You know what, as well? Something that doesn't sit with me is out of all of the movies in Dragon Ball Super, the best one to have retold, or that they should have retold, would have been the Broly movie in manga and adaptation into anime. But they just fucking skimmed over that.
They said,
no. We don't need to do that. You guys have watched it 20 times anyway. Well, bro, of course we have, because it's the fucking best.
That's why. It was just like, you know what it was? It was too good. They was like, damn, we really did a good job. Let's not touch it no more. Like,
yeah, right. Right. Like, no, give it. I would dig that. I would dig that in manga. That would be super cool to have that in black and white.
We legit got that one panel where it's like, yeah, some shit happened with Broly, you know, and then we moved past it.
And they squeezed all three Saiyans into it as well, with Broly with one of Vegeta and Goku in either hand. It's like, okay, sweet. So like, that's literally all that happened,
last little that little half a page at the end of tournament are probably like, yeah, some shit happened with Broly, you know, go watch the movie.
And we move they on. What they should have done with the Blu-ray DVDs is given it the GT treatment, where they just skip the first like 20 episodes and just release the DVDs at the start of the Universe 6 Warner. Because I mean, like, if I was collecting the Dragon Ball Super, I would not want the Battle of Gods and Resurrection F Saga. Like, I would not want them.
Mm-hmm. Yes. As someone who physically collected the GT VHS VHS tapes, I want all of my money back.
Yo, how funny was that though? The fact that they just legit just skipped the first half of GT and were like, "All right, here's where we're gonna start." I'm like, "Damn!" Like.
Very telling.
And then when they re-released them, there was called the lost episodes. No, these were just the first episodes of the series.
This is how it started. Like, what are we talking about?
They try to make it seem like it was like some exclusive, like, untold stories. No, these are legitimate. The start
it's the shit
of the
you
series.
Cut out, bro.
I was like, what, the lost episodes? Yeah, yo, they really.
Yeah, bro, they tried to pull the wool over our eyes with that one.
Man,
the things they expect us not to notice. Crazy.
I mean, really, who are the real clowns? Them or us? Because we're sitting here still recording each month to talk about this.
That's us.
Look, past that, and we're about to rewatch GT. We're about to put ourselves through that torture.
We're about to start. We're gonna start with the lost episodes.
Look, content over everything, right? We do it for y'all. We do it for y'all.
It's for the love of the game.
It is, man. We do it so you don't have to.
Exactly. That's what it is.
Well, good brother Chad, do you have any final words of wisdom before we close this bad boy out?
Well, you know, I don't know.
He's a not early.
Yes.
You know what? They said, you know what, it was at Shueisha. They said, you know what? These episodes were lost. But at what cost? Here are the lost episodes for you all to purchase.
All I'm going to say, if Dragon Ball GT streaming numbers go up on Crunchyroll, it's because of us. I'm taking full responsibility for that.
There's going to be someone like going on to like their own podcast, but you know, I discovered the lost episodes of GT. Really? You mean episodes? Episodes 1 through like 20 or whenever they were.
Breaking news. Oh man, that's gonna be fun. It's gonna force us to like just don't. I imagine those episodes are gonna go so off the rails because of how bad GT is. We're gonna be having fun.
We're gonna have to find
might bring some alcohol for every single one of those episodes.
I'm with you.
Actually, that's a requirement. We have
to. Wait, all three of us. Yep.
Look, the summer of GT. It's going to be great. It's going to be great.
Come on, guys. Vodka beach party.
There we go.
Giro.
About to take your tour, baby. About to take your tour. Oh man, what an episode. This was fun.
It's always good to be back.
It is, like, we don't be going places, but I feel like we do.
I know, yeah.
Like, we always say that good to be back. Like, we didn't go nowhere.
We've been chatting in between, you know.
But like lifers, before we close this out, you will be happy to know we're holding ourselves accountable. When we're done recording this, like literally as soon as we stop, when y'all can't hear us no more, we're gonna plan these damn movie reviews for y'all. We got you.
Yes,
it's happening.
Yes,
it's happening, it's coming. It's live. We live, we hot. We live and we hot. But lifers, we call you guys the lifers because you quite literally put the L into DB4L. But we know that we can't build this spirit bomb without you. So lend us your energy by way of likes, subscribes. Y'all didn't do the hand thing with me. I feel alone. Like, subscribe, listens, follows, all that jazz. And the easiest way to do that is by clicking the all-powerful link tree of Might in the episode description below. And shout out to our sister podcast, Annie, Are You Okay? Doing a lot of beautiful things with super producer Mikey over there. And we're going to do a lot of more collabo things with Dragon Ball for Life and Annie, Are You Okay? And Bex, we would love for you to be there as well. We're going to have a lot of fun. I'm excited. 2024, I feel like, you know, we all had like our holidays and things that we needed to do in family time. But we back.
Yes,
baby. We back. Like we never left. And like we always say here in the Palace of Nerddom, whether you watch it or you read it, we all need it. So open up your nerd eye and we will see you next time on Dragon Ball for Life. Dodon Ray. Shout out to super producer Mikey and Paul.
We love you, Mikey.
Girl,
and shout out to Yali.
All caps. Tay. We out. Later, nerds.
Mortals, listen up. It's your god of destruction, Beerus, here. Subscribe and follow the Dragon Ball for Life podcast, or else you shall be erased from existence. Hakai. Okay.